October 5th, 2008, is the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
from Pedro show. It's the first Sunday in October.
Yeah.
And fall is here. We started off the show with Goldsboro Express by John Coltrane. And then we heard Death Valley by Boris. I'm back from tour. Stooges touring is done now for 2008. And so it's time for Watt to do some local gigs and get up on recording and finishing recordings and writings, songwriting, composing, I guess you'd call it. Brother Matt, you've had a busy school started again.
Yeah, it's been crazy. You came back to
Gramorama.
Yeah, craziness.
And we have a guest. Eko-san.
Sorry.
Somebody has come to visit from Tajimi.
Jet lagging.
Yeah. Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Okay. Eko is from a little town near Nagoya, and she was here a year ago, and this is her second time.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Yeah. What's the difference between last time and this time?
Last time, I didn't stay in San Pedro because we across the country.
Big trip?
Yes.
She rode 7,805 miles in the boat.
Wow.
Yeah.
But got to see lots of parts.
Yeah, it's a cool way to travel.
Yeah.
And then also PCH, Big Sur, to NorCal.
Yeah.
NorCal twice, really. Because the gig with Sisters in the Pit.
Yeah.
Where I flew from the poetry.
Yeah.
In Western Massachusetts, remember we flew?
Yes.
So yeah, not as much San Pedro, but a lot of bike rides. Today, first bike ride?
Yes.
Now, in between two San Pedro trips, no Jatinsha.
I didn't ride.
Yeah. So, first time in a year.
Yes.
What did we see this morning at Point Fermin?
Raccoon.
Yeah. Big family Aragumas are at Fermin. There's a couple ladies, you know, the cat ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they can chow too, right? And in fact, they put out water for them, but they were a little afraid. Mm-hmm. Only one at a time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to have a lot of encounters with the foxes around here.
Really?
Yeah.
I've only seen foxes once.
Yeah, I've been seeing them a lot since I've been working right up here. Yeah, Fort Mac, and it's like the last of the wide open spaces up there. The other morning I'm walking in, this dude, I see him once in a while, but he just came trotting right alongside of me like he was my dog.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great.
Well, down the hill now is that nature preserve is open too.
Mm.
Paseo del Mar.
Mm.
And the back of it is up against you guys.
Mm.
So maybe...
Yeah, I got red-tailed hawks have been out cruising.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there's all kinds of wildlife up there.
Yeah. You like the nature in San Pedro?
Yes. Very much.
Tajimi?
Hmm.
Kind of in the sticks?
Yes.
That's what she calls it. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, so she has to go into work, take train.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes scooter?
From my house to the train station.
Yeah, scooter.
Huh.
Only 5 minutes.
Then how long on the train?
30 minutes.
Sometimes. Sometimes she conks and misses.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yes.
She conks and misses a stop. Has to come back around. Yeah.
Scenic tour. Snoozing on the scenic tour.
Yeah. Now, you went to gig? Long Beach?
Yes.
Friday?
Yes.
Alright. Because this is my first local gig back. And I'm going to do local gigs. In fact, I have 5 second men gigs set up. And I haven't played with second men in a long time. But it wasn't second men Friday.
Peter and Perkins, Hellride. It was Hellride.
Mm.
Have you ever seen Hellride?
Yeah, twice.
Well, that's week. Right. What was that for? What was it for? What were those gigs for? They were last year, right?
Last year, two Herald shows.
And where were they?
Orange County and...
Oh, yeah.
And the...
That Irish pub.
And the... Also Joe Salamas.
Yeah, Fitzgerald's. Mm. There's a place in a strip mall in Huntington Beach. And what was the other one?
And Joe Strummer's tribute.
And the Joe Strummer's tribute, yeah. That's right, where we just did old Clash songs. Uh-huh. But that's the last time I played with them, was those gigs. So, I thought it was okay. I mean, not even Prac. I mean, this is just...
It's cold, huh?
Yeah. Luckily, I've been doing a lot of them songs all summer. Although those guys did them a lot different. They played them a lot slower. Iggy called me yesterday. He told me he's got some movie stuff lined up. Yeah, he's going to be acting... One of them, he's playing a used car dealer. He'd make good used car dealer. Another one is an older musician who's turned his pad into a, like a recording studio kind of thing. And he's also, some Dixieland kind of music.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and he played me one over the phone. It sounded great.
Wow.
I'm singing. Yeah, it's really good. So I don't think any more Stooges for the rest of the year, I'm pretty sure.
So you're talking about other stuff, recording and stuff coming out.
Yeah, I got to finish up my...
What's up, the thing that... You always got so many things going on. The thing that I'm really kind of excited about it is you getting to go with Roy Mendez Lopez. What's
up
with that?
Yeah, well, now I want to go down there. I found him.
Yeah. What's up with that? That's pretty exciting.
Well, I told him after tour I'd go down to San Diego and see him.
Cool.
He's never recorded. Yeah, that guy, incredible. He's this guy who showed me and D Boom stuff on how to play when we were young people. And this cat, Don Fleming, a friend of mine in New York City, tracked him down somehow using Alexis stuff and Focus search tools that the lawyers and stuff use. And was able to find him, man. Awesome. I knew as soon as I heard his voice on the phone it was him, even though I haven't seen him in 35 years.
Yeah, it's going to be neat.
So that's very exciting.
Yeah,
I have to finish the blacking album. I didn't get to mix that yet. So and then I'm going to record in Tokyo, of course, December 20, right around Christmas, with Nels Klein. And also play my 51st birthday in Tokyo.
Cool.
You're going to come down, right?
Yes.
Yeah. She ain't that close to Tokyo. She has to take the... the train?
Yes. Shinkansen.
Yeah, Shinkansen.
Mm-hmm. How big of a trip is that? How far?
2 hours by Shinkansen.
But those trains jam. They jam.
Mm.
Really fast, like a French thing, TGV. Yeah, jams. And then maybe Pumpkinheads, Los Pumpkinheads at Money Market.
Excellent.
John Wicks, myself, have been talking about that, and talking to Raymond. I talked to him yesterday, but maybe him do poems over our jams.
Very cool.
Yeah, so we're putting that together. And of course, there's a lot of songs I have to put bass to. I've been given one an Al May song I know I've got to do right away. And the second man got to ask to do a Helios Creed song. And there's a lot of stuff going on. Paul, the last three Dose songs. Kay came over yesterday for practice, and she won an Emmy for dialogue edit.
Oh, awesome.
For this John Adams miniseries. Yeah. Pretty
cool.
I saw the picture. She's holding this. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, congrats. Amazing, that's cool.
Yeah. Especially in that field that she's in. Kind of like the hardcore days where she who's outnumbered. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a voice down. Mm-hmm. Said, and so for her, and to be self-taught too, is incredible.
Good job. Awesome.
You know, she went to school for structural engineering and then did computer programming and then to just jump into that. Mm-hmm. And I was really proud of her. Yeah. She bought him Brito. The little Bichon Frise. She brings him to gigs. Yeah. He's tough. But we got a couple songs we have to record and then the album will be done. In fact, you know about this Widow's Babies? They came to the gig. There was a little pressure on me to play Friday because they stood right in front of me. There's a band, half of them are from Long Beach and half of Pasadena, and they came up with like a mini rock opera where I'm in it and I'm kind of in conflict with the vampire that looks like Abraham Lincoln who wants to dominate the universe. And he cuts my hands off, I think. But I get him sewn back on and base a river into existence. Yeah, they're going to give me the record at the, but they asked Dose to open up the record release parties on the 13th at Fair Space by Filipino Town. Mm-hmm. Up maybe Glendale almost. And they wanted Dose, you know, Kira's big hero to them. And how long have you guys had Dose together? And I said, well, 23 years. And they go, well, that's older than all of us. So it's kind of a young man. But that's very sweet of them to put me in. And it's called the Mike Watt EP, the name of the record.
Oh, cool.
So I'm interested to hear it. But the cat there, he's put... got something coming out with Nels Klein, and he's very interested in Dose. So he's got a series of duets, and I guess Dose is like a
variation,
big
on
time
that.
Duet.
Yeah.
Although we are doing a three-way. In fact, we'll play some music, but Mr. Tom at Black Moth Super Rainbow asked us to do a one of his songs for like a trip. I guess he's having his own tribute record. And so I picked this song, Drippy Eye, and there's two main synthesizer parts. You know, I thought me and her would, you know, riff off those things. And then Flea play the drums on bass.
Oh, cool.
Not drum set, but do it on bass. So it'd be kind of a trace thing. And in fact, Flea right now is going to school. He's at USC taking composition and music.
Wow.
He's a full-time student.
Awesome.
Yeah, big time. You know, I think that's very happening of him. I mean, I think most people, well, I don't know. He's just wants to
learn. Going deep.
Yeah.
It's cool.
And, you know, he started with music schooling and stuff and the trumpet and...
I think he did do some big thing for kids.
Well, he's got a conservatory, Silver Lake Music Conservatory, where they teach children.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, much respect to him and stuff. But, yeah, let's play some music.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Motoko Honda, Joe Berardi, and Emily Hay with something called Piece Number 3. A live performance with a budo dance. I mean, you can't hear the budo dancer. She was barefoot and bouncing around on her toes. And I was surprised, Brother Matt, you knew of budo dancing. It was my first time.
Yeah, it's really a trippy art.
It is. Very trippy form. But Eiko, you've seen it back home, right?
Yeah. I've seen on TV.
Yeah. And it's kind of a very emotional way. There's not really... Well, it didn't look like there was... I mean, it's a big discipline of the body, but it didn't look like a big discipline to the dance steps. Or, you know...
Systematic.
Yeah, choreographed kind of dancing. No, it's more like free form. Like, they're all over the place. This lady even had a chair on her back for some of the time, and the body kind of gets contorted out, and the face, and it's a very emotional art. But they don't make sounds. She didn't. She was like kind of interpreting the band, and the band was improvising in real time. So maybe they were playing off of her. She's playing off of them. It was a dynamic kind of
interpretive dance thing.
But I think she was also, by her interpreting dance thing, it was tripping on their way of improvising. They were playing off her too, and not just them three. It was pretty trippy, man. It was a mind blow. I felt very sensitive after. And before that, we had Bob Mould live at Altamar's party just not too long ago. I think it was in the Catskills, maybe, or something. And Makes No Sense at All, which is all Husker Du song. And we started off with Drippy Eye, Black Moth, Super Rainbow. I was telling Brother Matt, you know, when I did an interview with Mr. Tom there, I asked him about the name of the band and where'd he come from, and he told me, well, he always wanted to have a band called that.
Right on.
I think Thurston said the same thing to me about Sonic Youth. Like, he had this concept for a band, our name for a band, in his head, and then, you know, finally got time to name a band, and there it is. Already have the name. Have you been paddling?
Yeah, it's been cool. I had a bitch in a... I wasn't paddling the other day, but I was out hiking by Trump's, up past Japs.
Yeah.
And there was this killer whale feeding frenzy going on. Wow, there's like a dozen of them out there just chowing. There's like a school of yellowtail or bluefin or something out there. There's been a, the water was warmer, so there's a lot of big fish. And it was bitching. I never seen anything like that here.
Is it close in?
It's like for 2 hours, right up, like just right off the coast, you can see. Wow. Really good. Yeah, for 2 hours, we're just hanging there watching chow.
Donald Trump made like a golf course restaurant.
Waterfalls.
Yeah, whatever. Thing over on the south part of Palos Verdes, so if you keep on 25th Street, you can
just west of Pete drive
south, and you'll run into his
Donald abode.
And part of it fell.
Yeah, that's when he bought it. The 18th hole fell in the water. So they had to fix that.
he did. I thought they made that hole.
It's a 17-hole course.
Wow.
No, they redesigned it.
You know, I've never seen orcas, but I know they've been around.
Yeah, it's like transient bunch, you know, because there's usually localized ones someplace, and the transient ones that were kind of moving through, they're usually more aggressive.
Right.
Because they got to work harder for their chow.
Right, right. Pods.
Yeah.
They call them pods, the little packs of them. The one just died, right? In Nagoya Aquarium?
Yes.
Orca.
Yes.
Yeah, got sick and died. Mm.
She had cold.
Okay. And you see where Marineland was? Marineland is like, there's no trace. It's like a whole big construction place now.
Wow. So, did you get to catch any Shakespeare by the Sea this summer?
This year I didn't. First time I think I didn't catch any of it.
I didn't get to either. Well, I wasn't home enough.
But yeah, it's been doing like the three-job medley.
Right,
so
right.
All summer, and it looks like it's going to continue on, so. That's cash.
Yeah, yeah. I got the Andy bass going now pretty good. Yeah.
Cool.
Put a new pickup in her, and she was sounding good. These gigs, the last leg, a lot of Eastern Europe. Slovenia, Czech Republic, Russia. Fortunately, we lost the Bosnia gig.
Oh.
Yeah. Sarajevo. So maybe future tour. I'd love to play there and see what was happening. But the other gigs, the weather was so warm in St. Petersburg and Moscow. You know, I was there last year in Moscow 2 months before, so it was still July and it was cold. This time it was Cali weather.
Wow.
We really lucked out with good weather everywhere. Rotterdam, there's some rain. But everywhere else.
Man, your passport must be as thick as a phone book.
Yeah, I had to have extra paper. But also with the EU thing, you only have to get stamped in and out. So countries within. In fact, Slovenia just went over to the Euro. So they're even on the Euro. I think my fifth time playing there. That was the first East country I played 19 years ago. A lot different. In fact, we played outside of the town, a little youth center up on a hill. And this time we were in like a basketball auditorium, like kind of a steroided out gym, rectangular.
Like college size or? Like a
yeah, but it was a city thing, and it was basketball, so it's longer than it's wider. Man, the people, it was great playing for them, man. And of course, Can we actually played in the theater where they show the movies at the film festival?
Wow,
Palais du Festival. Yeah, so it's really high roof, you know, and seats. And you can see where the screens came down. We're playing on that stage. And I gotta say, you know, France is the big country for Stooges. I mean, it's good feeling everywhere, but France especially, man, Les Stooges. They are. They gave Iggy a cultural medal and stuff.
Oh, awesome.
So, there was one thing that there was a television taping in England, in London, and God, they gave me the tiniest amp. Nice old flip-top V15 amp. But the bass solo came up in a little electric chair, and I blew it. And I clammed it. I stayed in key, but I lost all the phrasing. And I never, not one gig after that, man. I was very focused. But of course, those all go into the air, and this one will be. We did record more songs than we needed, so hopefully the lady scissors.
He didn't have to tackle you, though.
No, he didn't even know. He couldn't hear me. He said after the gig, man, that's a cool amp, ain't it? Yeah. And I confess, I told him, hey, I got clammed that solo. Yeah, I don't. It's a free practice anyway. All right. We did do a lot more songs than needed, so maybe that one. The band before us taping was Sparks.
Oh.
The Mayo Brothers? Yeah. And Steve McDonald from Red Cross was on bass. Yeah, it was a trip. Those cats are still going.
Wow.
Guy still sings really high.
You're kind of like a ventriloquism mag type guy, right? You sit on my knee.
My brother, yeah, on the keyboard with the Charlie Chaplin look. Yeah. I remember they had this album, Kimono My House. Joe Boone, D Boone's little brother, Brad and those guys, Todd Apperson, they were way into Sparks. But I like, there was another one too called Propaganda, I think.
He still looked the same?
And yeah,
little mustache, a little older.
Yeah. And I think they had an England band, like a glam band. But they, I only know those two records really. But now they got young U.S. guys in the band, and basically it's the brothers. But these guys were playing great with them. And it totally surprised me. Sometimes you wonder about where people go and stuff. They're still in the ring.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, very much. Very much. Tony Dill is having a show next week, and he's got a new band called Los Trendy. And he's doing the total Benedict Arnold. He's playing guitar. He's got his wife on the bass. Yeah. But, you know, he, in the Dills, he was, Tony Kinman was a big hero to me. And to get asked by, hey, I'm going to have a, there's going to be this channel we're going to play at. You want to come? I'm like, yeah.
Cool.
Bring Raymond. It goes up. Yeah, it's a trip. Those people from the old days. Sometimes. Not sometimes, every time. I'm just amazed, glad. Because you wonder, you know, if you don't think of them, if you forgot them, maybe that helps kill them or something. But then they show up, and it's like, yeah, they've had a whole life going. And it's great. It's hard to think about everyone.
So all those
especially if you forget.
All those everyone's and history all leading up to that Lifetime Achievement Award coming up is pretty bitching.
Right.
So what's that thing? Is it going to be like a big jam going on or more?
Well, they asked
ceremony?
Me to play with the second man, so that's one reason why I got all these gigs together.
And there's other band, other guys getting honored
probably
that
other
day.
Bass players.
Are there several guys getting it, or just you?
Getting it.
Getting the award?
Oh. I thought you meant like Ben Over. I don't exactly know the whole program and stuff. I know we're out at 8:30 and then sometime during the night I get this thing. And it's kind of scary because hopefully, you know, I have a little more lifetime left. Maybe you get those at the end. You know. But it sure is nice of them to thank me for that, stuff like that. And so, yeah, I want to play good for them. And then for them to ask for Pete and Jer, I told them that. They were all happy. I guess the contract down the docks got done deal.
Yeah, I think it's all handled because my friend went and got married this week because they don't have the domestic partnership insurance anymore. So
right.
They've been together for a long time, so they didn't have insurance suddenly. So they took a quick trip to Vegas, and now that's covered.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Pete and Jer were telling me there was a lot of compromise on this thing. But they were kind of over a barrel.
It's good to have a job.
Yeah. And but on the other hand, just to dangle by the whim. Like this $700 billion bailout. Right? But they're going to give the money to the people that did it.
Yeah. Here, reward you.
Don't interfere until we need you.
A cool system.
It's so weird. I mean, I was overseas when I heard about that. And like a big panic, right? All of a sudden, whoa, we're in trouble. Yeah. Well, everybody probably listening is probably tripping on it just as hard, so I don't think I'm too enlightened. Okay. Sensitive. Exactly. Or you either, Brother Matt. But it's so weird, you know. You know, can you spare them? Whatever.
Yeah.
And by the way, you know, you'll lose every pension money you have if you don't hand it over. Not so funny. Fucked up. That's the end of the first hour of the October 5th, 2008 Watt from Pedro show. Hang tight for hour two.
October 5th, 2008. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show. Escape to
de свои фонари. Все зря, ты опять не придешь. Пусть будет так. Снова нас поймали в очевидный безнадежный капкан. Что оставили нам? Все зря. Ты опять не придешь, ха-ха. Любовь героин. Очевидная ложь. Зря, зря, зря. Все, чего ты ждешь. Зря, зря, зря. Очевидная ложь. Зря, зря, зря. Взялся закат и руки на свет. Ничего нет. Ничего нет. Ничего нет. Ничего нет. Ничего нет. Ничего.
Juan from Pedro Show. We started off the second hour there with Position Normal, band from England. You might recognize the voice, so it's me. And what they asked me to read a poem of mine. And then made a music around it. And the guy wrote me, Chris, he wrote me back. He said, yeah, working with your voice like that was like the bass line, working with the bass line. So I feel very glad to be part of something like that. And then, it was called Some Explaining, which is what the poem was called, so... He kept that. And then after that we had Cardavetro and their Italian band. Now these cats, they wrote me the words to say, and so I said them. I was on tour and I just did it right into the thing and sent it to them, and then they already had a song written, and in fact the guy sings the words that I was told to say. But another interesting collaboration. I like that. Getting to do stuff like that. And then the third song was called In Vain by a band from St. Petersburg called PTWP, which is an acronym in Russian for Last Dance in Paris. They're these young guys that opened up for the Stooges at the St. Petersburg gig in some hockey rink. And I really liked them. They were a trip. I mean, I watched their whole set, and then they got done playing and went back to talk with them. And the drummer man, Dennis, had the English a bit, but they all had some English. And he was a trip. He'd get off the drums, start walking around the stage and talk to the other dudes in the band. And I think he only had a hi-hat and a combination ride crash, and so had his drum set really low, so he's like sitting up there. Yeah, the whole band had, there was a bass, a guitar, and a singer, and they all had very individual personas, and the music was really put together, not so predictable for me. I haven't got to see a lot of Russian rock bands, and man, they were a trip. I was really impressed. I thought they were great. And a lot of gambate spirit. You know, go for it. Big time. I was very impressed by them. And then talking to them after the gig, very humble cats. Yeah, they were beautiful. But anyway, it's come to that time in the show where it's my honor and my privilege to get to say, welcome aboard, Brother Matt, and your spin cycle.
Cool. Thank you.
Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest, I don't want you to ride, I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Brother Matt, for another installment of Spin Cycle.
Cool, thank you.
Into the trippy synthesizer.
Yeah, some deep sounds.
Stepping?
Dubstep.
Dubstep.
Drum and bass stuff.
Yeah.
It's trippy what people keep coming up with.
Yeah, I'm into it. Check this out. It's Glass Tune by Same Things. Here's a tune called Productive Sunday. I know. See it at Sunday.
Bought from Peter Show. Thank you.
Yeah, that was Now with Productive Sunday, and we've reached the end of the second hour of the October 5th, 2008 edition Watt from Pedro show. Hold tight for hour three. October 5th, 2008, it's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
Good.
Watt from Pedro Show. Starting our third hour with Carry Me Away by If By Yes, which is the name of Shuka Petra's new band, and Shim Mishuko's on guitar and drums. And then Mount Banana with The Call of the Vague. And then we had the Caucasians. Sorry.
Nice.
With Interrupted Loop Fragment. Let's see. Explain the Ecosod puns. Yeah, making fun of words. Caucasians. Caucasians. The Caucasus Mountains. We saw a gig, right?
Whose gig? Whose gig?
My buddy.
My buddy Valentine.
Fine.
Hmm?
My they were loud. My bloody Valentine.
Hmm.
My bloody spirit's fine. I mean, this band, they were loud. It was good, though. The hardest thing for me was the light, the bright strobe thing.
That
my inner epileptic self was strengthened.
Santa Monica?
Civic, yeah. You know that room. Terrible acoustics. But it was jamming. It was a trip. I mean, you literally could feel this stuff. This stuff was on you, pushing on you, huh? Did you ever see them before?
Never.
But they're one of your favorite bands.
Yes.
Yeah, so you knew them from the records.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't really know them from the records, but I liked it. And I've known their main guy for a long time, Kevin. He did good. Actually, they did really good for the sound of that pad to play that loud. It was a slamming gig. You know, I forget about those things, the Arena Rock. And that was like a little one.
Yeah, the little Santa Monica.
For those days, yeah. 3,000 people or something like that. It was a smaller kind of a gig. But man, now, you know, since punk and clubs, that's like a big gig. I remember Black Flag and the Minutemen played there with DOA. Long time ago, maybe in 81 or something.
You don't hear about stuff happening there as often anymore.
No, part of it's sound, man. Mm. The pad, whew. Saw a dinosaur there once. Man, it was like, couldn't tell what was going on.
Your ears ring at night.
Yeah, that's where I met Gene Simmons the first time. That old, yeah. Here, take this. Where I got a blow? Nobody, man. No. Where do I got a blow? Like, whoa. This is getting uncomfortable. He's a very nice man, though. You know, I've heard all kinds of things people said about him, but he was very nice to me. Maybe it was 17 years ago. I told him I had picked up on some things from his bass playing. We saw Kiss a few times before they had an album, you know, for anybody. Especially for those days, you know, it was more simple compared to the prog that was going on a lot of different places. And, you know, it was interesting. His voice didn't match his body. Well, I knew him from on stage and singing. Rawr! Rawr! He didn't talk like that at all. He talked like this.
Wow.
He's a big guy.
Reality show man now.
Well, yeah, the reality is always different. I mean, you know, you should expect that people on stage aren't like that. But it's just trippy. But like I say, he was a nice man. So I hadn't been in there probably since that dinosaur, maybe the dinosaur gig, yeah, it was in 91. So it's been a long time since I've seen something.
And you got in the pit, Eiko-san?
Yes.
Okay, close.
Yes, I was in the second row.
Yeah. Now, both, you went twice.
Mm, yes.
Oh, cool, yeah, I figured this, yeah.
And
so both times?
No, only on second.
Second one. First time, what, you sat up the seats?
Yes, because I was so tired.
Yeah. And who opened up?
So what do you have to do?
Spectrum.
Who is? You told me he was
Sonic Boom from Spaceman 3.
Right, right. Mm. And that's a cat you saw in by your town, in Nagoya, right?
Yes.
But it was much different.
Yes, because Sonic Boom had a gig on solo.
He was solo?
Yes.
And with My Bloody Valentine, you saw him with a band. Yeah.
Mm, yeah. Actually, he plays with band.
Yeah, enjoy the rest
of it. Oh, so Sonic Boom solo is different than Spectrum?
Mm. Maybe same songs.
Same songs, but just play different.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you were saying it was kind of like mantra, right?
Mm.
Yeah. I didn't see them. Now, who played? He played again the second time? They had another band?
And both shows?
Yeah. Mm. But wasn't there three bands on the second show?
Yes.
Who was the other band?
Gemma Hayes.
Jim Hayes?
Gemma Hayes. Singer from Ireland.
An Irish singer?
Mm.
Ah, because Kevin's people are Irish.
Mm.
Yeah, he was, I mean, he lives in London, and I think he grew up a lot in New York City. He's a very interesting guy. The only time I saw him play before was with Primal Scream. He had him on his guitar, but he's a pretty great guitarist and band guy, band leader.
Mm.
Very low-key guy, but strong with music.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't know of that band. They were like in the 90s, right? Just hard to keep track of all of it. Do you know My Bloody Valentine? Yeah. That place was packed. There was a lot of cats and a lot of Gigi, a lot of old people, older people. Yeah, it wasn't all real young people. Mm. And it was intense. There's this thing they do in the last tune especially where there was a loud freak out and some people were driven away, but a lot of cats weren't. They're waving their arms into it. Like I said, it was physical, it was pressing on you. But I think it was a reunion. I don't know if they're going to keep going. Whoa, bone phone.
Well, the hotline is going.
Where can I go from here? Thank you.
Lot from Pedro show. We just heard, I don't know the name of the title, but it was something live. The Master Musicians of Jujuka.
Cool.
In fact, I don't even know if that's the name of the band. They might be just some happening Jujuka players, but I loved it and wanted to play on the show here. Before that, we had Wreck My Flow by the Dirt Bombs. Troy just left the Dirt Bombs. Now, this version of the Dirt Bombs, 4 years, I think the most stable version ever. So, but they come to town, I'll see the new version. I got to see them last. It was the day I flew back from Tokyo for making that record. Oh, yeah, that's what I got to do, too. We're mixing that, the Spielgusher thing with Richard Meltzer. And
cool.
What's you call it? Mr. Shimmy and Mr. Nago and overdone some stuff, too. That's where we did 61 pieces of music in 3 days.
Wow.
And before Dirt Bombs, we had Whole Wheat Bread, a Jacksonville, Florida band. I got to see at Warped Tour. That was great. And a tune called Overrated. And we started off with Sonny Vincent with Sellout. And Scotty Ashton, Mr. Rock Action, is on drums there. I think Captain Sensible on the bass. Sonny Vincent I got to meet in Hamburg. He's been around the scene a long time, but I never got to really sit down and talk with him. So it was a good meeting. What do you call them? Greet me? Beat me. It was a good beat me. There was this joke. I got told this joke. This guy goes to a doctor's office. Did you hear that? And the doctor says...
Well, there's one you sent, Jerry.
You're going to have to stop masturbating. And the man says, what do you mean? He said, well, I'm trying to examine you. Do you get it? Yeah, okay. Some more music.
Die. Das ist der Weg. Das ist der Weg. Das ist der Weg. Bye.
Juan from Pedro show.
The fucking volume up. Get muted.
Started that segment, second to last segment of the show, with Sarlo Acrobata and a tune called Sadse Yasno Vidi. You're going to break out your slab there, brother Matt. This was the band that Koya had before Disciplina Kichma in the early 80s. And then we had Dead Celebrities Hate Pink Limos with Turd on the Water for the musical geniuses. You could detect a Deep Purple, which I always thought was kind of a takeoff on Stooges Loose. And then Yucca with Born to Run, a cover of Bruce Springsteen's song. And then Hentai Rock Cartel with Fool for a Day. And we all know what hentai means. Pervert. We don't know that. We do now. Kind of crazy guy in sex way, I was told, right? Yeah. Playing Harold's Wednesday.
Yeah,
the second
cool.
Day. In fact, then there's another Harold's gig coming up a couple weeks after that. Because Todd's bringing Recess Right. Yeah, we've got to have him on the show again. He's got some new records he has.
And some new pilot building, huh?
And then, Benefit for San Pedro Skate Park. 17th, and then there's a dose gig on the 13th for that the Widow Babies release of the Mike Watt EP. And Raul's touring with somebody, so no missing men for a while. In fact, Tom was in France doing some stuff with Mayo, with Grail. So that's up with that. More music.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. That was Indestructible Life by Old Time Religion. And for that, we had What Would They Know by The Liars. Not The Liars with the Y, but the IA Liars. And before that, No Age with Everybody's Down. Our last music for today's show.
So I want to thank you for being our guest.
Thank you.
And nice to see you again. Welcome back.
And Brother Matt, thanks again.
Certainly.
For aiding and abetting and doing a... You didn't hear the last show, huh?
No.
Well, check it out, because that cat, being trying to make a rock band in Czech, the old Czechoslovakia during the 60s. This cat...
Yeah, some stories, huh?
Yeah, Yarda, his name was. And in fact, later, we got to jam with him.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, at this club, about 20 minutes outside of Prague, and yeah, smoke a mota out in the crowd. And
very cool.
Jam with Mr. He's a friend of Steve McKay's, part of the Radon people, and got to, at the end they asked me to come up, but it was a 5-string bass, and that the cat Tony was playing. I had to take one of the strings with the low one. I couldn't do it. Also, they were like flowing the pivos, the beers. Yeah. So I kind of sold myself a little, but it was only a short time. It's still an honor for me to get to play there. Thank you, Yarda. This has been the October 5th, 2008 version of our edition of the Watt Pedro Show. Everybody, keep your powder dry.